Bank of Cardiff, this is Amy.
Amy, hey, it's Doug.
Hey, Doug. How are you?
How are you?
I'm doing all right. Good. How about yourself?
Okay. Long day, busy day.
I know. Likewise, we're just trying to plug away, you know, getting close to the end of the month.
I know. Hey, there's two things I wanted to talk to you about. One was I replied to your Shrinef Oil.
Yeah.
That's how you pronounce it.
Right.
On which property that they sold that was in foreclosure? I mean, if it was a business property, there's nothing they can do because we have no way to operate a business. And if it was, like, their house or something, then I could probably get it pushed through.
Yeah. So, what I have on that one, I just haven't had the time to email you back yet, is I think the rep uploaded something to our system as, like, proof of mortgage or proof of rent for his current business location.
Okay.
I haven't had the time to review that, but I'll take a look at it and send that over to you. Does that one seem promising on your end, or do you think like it's a no go because you guys are catching these red?
No, I could push that through pretty easily. Well, not easily. It's never easy.
I know.
Easily.
There's probably.
But I should be able to push it through if we could document everything properly. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So,
yeah,
I should be fine.
All right. I'll get back to you on that before end of day, okay?
Okay, perfect. And second one was Eastern Electric.
Yeah.
Did that offer? Did you need me to resend it?
I did receive it from, I think his name's Dave. But for some reason, I didn't get it early on. And so I thought this was going to be like a pretty quick approval because, you know, it was a clean file, great credit.
Right.
And I saw it was $250K approved all the way through. But it looks like we might be funding this at On Deck just because they had an 18-month term and you guys only went out to 15.
Okay.
And we also got the On Deck offer yesterday where I was waiting for this one today. I'm not sure when it...
No, I got
it. Yeah.
I think it came out... I can tell you the time it came out. Came out at about noon.
Noon today.
Nine our time it would be.
Nine this morning.
Yeah.
Oh man, yeah, because On Deck came out same day that we submitted yesterday, but I don't know when I entered the approval for you guys, it looked like we had docs out with On Deck. I'm not sure if you know they did the closing call today or what's going on there, but customers looking for 250. $250 even.
I might be able to push this 17 months on this deal if you need it.
Okay.
If just to pull it away from them, so just an FYI on that.
Sure. I think that would be a good backup because you and On Deck have pretty similar offers as far as you know, loan amount and rate.
Sure.
I just think that they got their approval slightly faster
first
to us.
Yeah. No, I got you. Yeah, sorry about that, but...
No, that's okay.
So just let me know. I mean, I'm not going to push the 17 months until I know I need to, because you know, I'm dipping into some favors, but so just let me know if something happens. I'm 90% sure I know that 17 months.
Okay, sounds good.
And the next thing is regarding decision logic.
Yeah.
Everybody was all for it.
Mm-hmm.
But what they decided was the last email. You opened up like four emails because my chief code officer opened up to like underwriting our pricing guy and all that. He goes, let's spend a few minutes on this in the weekly meeting tomorrow. This change may or not impact the score, so I want to learn a little bit more. So that was the last thing. So we're going to talk about it tomorrow at the meeting, and I'll get back to you.
Okay, that's no problem. Like I think what my supervisor was getting at is just that if we can include like decision logic when the customer like applies online, it might like automate the application even faster for the customer rather than waiting for them to, you know, get their banks over. And we just kind of wanted to feel out which one of our partners were open to that idea. So just kind of collecting.
They're all pretty open with it, just to let you know. So,
okay.
But they just want to kind of do a little discussion about it. So I'll touch base with you on that tomorrow.
Cool.
Let me know on that other one if anything happens, and then the foreclosure one, just let me know what goes on with that.
Yeah. There was another deal, I think, called, like, Pope Tires or something that you emailed me about. So that one was a deal that Grant was working on. Did he ever touch base with you today, or did you get any feedback from him?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Do you want me to look at anything regarding that one?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, let me,
Okay.
Because I know I emailed them specifically about Sunday. And,
sure. Let me pull that up and see where we're at.
Yeah, let me do it too. Oh, call me on this too. Oh, I know. I told you guys to call me. I gotta figure out why I told you to call me.
Yeah, I forwarded that to Grant. And I was just like, hey, yeah. Doug has a couple questions, call him back. And
yeah.
Maybe I can help you out.
I gotta look at the deal. Let me look at the deal again and let you know. Oh, well, maybe that's it. Hold on, let me just. Well, we did receive it. One thing is we got an, here, let me just see. I'm trying to figure out what it is. Oh, this the one?
Yeah, it
was
funny.
There was a deposit of $100,000 on Ascentum Capital.
Yeah, I think that's their current balance.
But I'm trying to figure out, hold on, let me just see something here. I don't think we need that. Oh, yeah, we will need that paid. I know. I'm trying to get it, and I couldn't. That was it. To get a longer term and everything for you guys, because I didn't like the way we coded it in the system.
Mm-hmm.
Because of that, we called it a high-risk industry.
Okay.
We didn't cap the funding amount, but we capped
the term. Sure.
Yeah, so I'll try to pull it out of that because we kind of called it like an auto parts place.
Yeah.
We don't have a specific code for a tire company. So because of that, it was capped. So I wanted to see if the term worked because I was trying to get it through. But I might be able to still get the term pushed if need be. But that was the question I had for him is if the deal was going to work as what it is or if he needed a longer term.
Yeah, at this point, I don't think that the rep has really gone over all the offers with the customer because I saw a bunch of these approvals come today. If you want to know like where this stands right now, OnDeck has this approved for $200,000, but also over a 12-month term. You guys are beating them as far as the loan amount goes, but their buy is actually a 122, and yours is a 124.
Yeah.
And then we also have an. Okay, and then we've also got an approval from BFS. It's like for $600,000, but I don't know. Everyone is pretty hesitant, you know, working with BFS.
Right.
We have they kind of leave a sour taste in our mouth just from our, you know, previous experiences.
Sure.
So I think right now, I'd have to say you guys are probably closest in competition with OnDeck on this one.
Okay.
Longer term might get it done. Let me go ahead and just ask the rep. Is that something you'd consider?
Yeah, and I might be able to do something with that buy rate too. Well, I could like match them.
Okay.
Or something like that.
Sure. Right.
So yeah, that
All
was
right.
it, and then I'll follow up with you, and then you follow up back with me.
Okay. Cool. So you
okay.
think you'll have like more of a concrete answer once you have like your meeting tomorrow with like
underwriters
and stuff?
Logic.
Yeah,
for sure with Decision Logic, yeah. I'll know for sure. And that,
okay.
Like I said, this one I probably could bring it down to 1.22.
Okay.
For a buy rate, so.
All right, sounds great.
All right, keep me posted, and I'll let you know.
Okay, sounds good.
Great.
Thanks, Doug.
Bye.
I appreciate your call. Bye.
Okay, no problem. Bye.